all the sea animals are edible and they're permitted in Islam. There is no prohibition as far as the sea animals are concerned. Only the problem is concerning those animals which according to some are sea animals and according to some others are land animals, like frog. So, apart from this, that it is half sea and half land animal, there is no prohibition by name of frog or by class either. I mean, the class to which the frog belongs, if it's not a sea animal, even that class is not prohibited. It doesn't fall into the category of beasts either, you know. So, in those things where prohibition has not been made definitely, the thing should be left to one's own nature and liking and one's best judgment. And one general principle should be kept in mind, that the Holy Quran does not only permit you to eat what is halal, that is permitted, that is not prohibited, but also it adds one other epithet to this halal, that is halalan tayyiba. Tayyiba is a beautiful word which covers a lot of ground all around halal. Halal is something which is permitted, but tayyib speaks of its condition. It should not only be permissible, but also it should be of the best quality, refined quality. It should be fresh. It should not be bad smelling. And all other concomitants which go with edible things, they should be of the best quality. That is what is required of a mu'min, of a true believer. Now this subject which you have opened up is offers a very interesting study of comparison between Islamic teachings and other religious teachings. There are prohibitions and permissions in other religions regarding food, but none has mentioned this quality of tayyib as a condition which is attached permanently to wherever halal, the word halal is found, this tayyib is also mentioned. So that shows the beauty of Islam. It takes the mankind a step further towards refinement. It says that just don't be concerned only with what is permissible and what is not permissible. Also, among the permissible things, eat them in the best of manners, and if they fall short of a standard which Allah expects of a believer, then even if they are permissible, don't touch them. So that is an added beauty of Islamic teachings. Also, it speaks of personal likes and dislikes. Tayyib is a very wide word which may mean different things according to different people. A thing could be extremely tayyib or excellent in the eyes of Chinese. On the other hand, the same thing would be horrible in the sight of some other people, and vice versa. Things which we eat in India or in Pakistan, there we don't have a very large number of things which we eat. I mean, a small number as compared to other people's list of edible things. But yet there are some among them which horrify others. Once I mentioned something, it's eaten here in Pakistan, a Japanese was horrified. While his list of edible things is much, much larger and broader than our list, and there are many things on that list which we cannot think of eating at all. For instance, the Chinese eat rats, so casually and, you know, so in a matter of course way, that they can't conceive of anybody reacting to it violently. Even they eat them live. Somebody mentioned it to me once in Hong Kong. there was a granary storage, huge granary storage, and in which these boys were working, an Ahmadi laborer and a Chinese laborer. So he said, I saw it with my own eyes. A fattened rat leaped out of some crevice, and immediately this Chinese friend pounced upon it, took two pieces of bread from his pocket, and made a sandwich and started eating like that. So now the question is whether that particular thing is halal or not halal. To those people who belong to certain people where these things are not eaten, they are not tayyib. And they should not be eaten then, because tayyib also is a condition attached to your edible list. And there are various standards of people. Some are more refined, some are less refined. So their tayyib would change according to their own standard. So this is in general the teaching of Islam about what you should eat and how you should eat.
Jazakallah.